Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Phil, what is he saying and why did he decide to jump in?
Well, he decided to jump in because he's been a longtime supporter of Democratic causes. He's pumped hundreds of millions of dollars into various Democratic campaigns and movements across the country in the last 10 years. And let's not forget, he ran for president as well back in 2020. And, you know, he spent $300 million on that. So this is not a big investment for him. But he's one of a couple of heavy hitters that are weighing in. Another one is George Soros, who is another billionaire who put $10 million into Gavin Newsom's call for voters to approve redistricting in California in an off-season in a way that would reconfigure the congressional seats to give a better shot at five more Democrats being sent to Washington in order to counter Texas and other states' move to gerrymander their states to put more Republicans on there. So this is an out-and-out war, and this is aerial bombardment, and the money that's being spent, Marty, is just ludicrous.
It's billionaires spending millions. Which side has the edge in spending?
You know, it's interesting. I got to tell you, Margie. Okay, so let's look at financially. Financially, the yes and the demos are beating out the no's. I mean, they've got 77.5 million so far. The no side, which is largely funded by one billionaire, Charles Munger Jr., who was the big backer of the initiative that voters approved that created the nonpartisan redistricting commission that Gavin Newsom wants to put on hold for a couple of elections. He's fighting this, and he's putting up the money, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is putting up the face on the campaign to a certain extent because his commercials are using him. He was also a backer of this nonpartisan way we draw our maps. Neither the Republicans or the Democrats liked it. But anyway, long and the short of it is I don't think they expected Munger to put in this much money. And as it stands right now, Margie, it's a little worrisome on the demo side because the latest polls show that 54% of likely voters say yes, they plan to vote for it, 36% say no, and 10% are undecided. Now, that's all you can say. Well, that's over 50%, Phil. Yes, that is. But getting a no vote is a lot easier than getting a yes vote. And the fact of the matter is, those numbers have not changed much, Margie. It seems like where people made up their minds early on, yes, we're going to go for this or not. No, we're not. And it hasn't really changed. So all this money being spent, I'm not sure what impact it's going to have, except for to try to turn out the votes that they need. The Democrats need a big demo turnout. That's why they're pushing hard with the ads. They don't really talk about redistricting so much. They talk about fighting Trump and trying to save democracy. The no side, they don't talk about Trump. They talk about saving democracy by not changing the rules in California. A lot of money, a slim side on vote edge on either side. This is going to be a heck of an expensive race, and one that's really going to test whether Gavin Newsom can pull one off in California like we've never seen before.
Phil, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I just want to ask you a question. Do you have any insider information about what the ad is going to look like that Steyer is paying for?
Yeah, he's going to have Trump, and he's going to be really upset because he's going to find out. It's going to have to show him at the day after the election when the results are put out, and he's going to got him throwing like fast food containers at the TV set. So it's a humorous ad on the spike side too. So anyway, you know, it's funny. It's not funny, but it's interesting to note that both that once again when it's Trump all the time. in every way for the Democrats. That's what the fight is all about. And like I said, and it's an expensive one, that's not even considering how much the state is paying for this special election, which is over $250 million. You put all that money together, and boy, that says something about the state of our democracy. I'm not sure what, though.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.